had Sheriff's pictures for you, sir.
Yeah.
Here you are.
Hello.
Hello.
I understand you've been under the weather.
Mr. President, I had a rough time and I feel great.
Well, that's the stuff. Well, I heard about that operation, the ordinary thing, but I thought, well, Pitches is just too tough, you know, for a couple of knives, you know, to cut him down. Unless they stick it in your back.
You're wonderful.
Yeah, and I just want to wish you the very best and tell you to get back in there because we need you.
Well, thank you very much.
How's your morale?
I showed that letter, that note that you sent me, I showed it to the entire hospital staff. Very much.
You're home now or in the hospital?
Just got home about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I had my note said that you were on, either would come home or would be in the hospital. Well, you tell your...
full operation. And it's an amazing thing that they can do, Mr.
Sure. Sure. Well, after all, you know, and there's an awful lot of people walking around just great who've been had that operation, so...
You remember George Griffin, don't you?
Yeah.
He's my cardiologist.
Oh, gosh, he's a wonderful person. Wonderful person. Okay, Pete, you just keep it old morale up, you know.
Thank you. You just keep up what you're doing. How do you feel?
I'm fine. I can't get sick. You know, they won't let me.
Well, the world needs you.
Yeah, well, we'll just try to fight the good fight just like you are, you know.
Everybody is for you. I don't care how it ends up. You'll see the results.
Well, good there. That's good. And you get back. As a matter of fact, I don't get to go to the Grove anymore, but I want you to get back in good shape so you can represent me at the Grove and you can drink my portion.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Okay, Pete. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye.